denaturalization of America.
It was really in the Obama administration where the point was made, you can be whatever you want to be and still be an American. Just come on in.
Now, what Obama did that day was, strictly speaking, legal. By offering amnesty to Dreamers, the U.S. Congress will incentivize more foreign nationals to flood into the country. And that's the whole point of it. That's why Obama did it a decade ago.
Because our ultimate goal is to help the Dreamers, but get a path to citizenship for all 11 million or however many undocumented there are here.
This is incomprehensible. This is the denationalization of the country. And a big part of that is throw open your borders and let anybody come in who wants to come in. And that's what Washington wants. They want to denationalize us.
That's treason. Why would you do that to our country? You thought allowing this many people in was beneficial?
Because they're rewarded financially for doing so. How could any of these congressmen with a clear conscience or senators do that? All I have to do is check their bank accounts. Who's donating to them? Who are their donors? Who are their sponsors? Who are the political action committees that are pouring money into their re-election campaigns? Washington is all about money.
I think it's deeply corrupt. I think the lobbyists run the show most of the times. I think people are more interested in servicing their PAC fundraiser than they are the needs of their constituents. And it's a grift game.
I believe in this so much. The only way we're going to have a great future in America is if we welcome and embrace immigrants, all of them, undocumented, documented.
That's not a bad thing. That's a source of our strength.
When Biden came in, all that work was done for him. All he had to do was sign and stamp. That's where we should be right now with the Trump.
I'm a Trump supporter because I believe he is the shield to block us. But I want to know specifics. The world's largest deportation force.
We are going to have the largest deportation effort in the history of our country.
Okay, if you're serious, let's get started right now. Where are the drafts of these orders that have to be issued? And then who's on the team advising how to do this?
That's the key part, sir, is I want to know names. I want to know who are your advisors? Who are you hiring? Are you hiring men like me to come in and talk to you? I doubt it. Are they hiring you, sir?
Remember, the donors are the ones who control everything. It's the people who are funding the campaigns, and they determine who's going to end up doing what. And people have to understand that one election isn't going to do it because you're dealing with the Senate. The Senate doesn't want to approve anybody that's going to change anything. So you elect a president, doesn't matter who he is. Now you have to deal with the Senate. You think Mitch McConnell and Chuck Schumer care about the border? Absolutely not. Totally disinterested.
It's not a one election. It's multiple, and it's the American people that are going to have to rise up.
You take on the intelligence community, they have six ways from Sunday at getting back at you.
The most powerful senator in America, his initial gut reaction was like, whoa, dude, you're taking on the intelligence. I mean, you want to go up against the CIA? You think you're going to win that fight? Like, they're going to get you.
All of these things are weaponized against us. We know the Justice Department is weaponized against us. Merrick Garland is nobody's friend. Today, no one will talk to the FBI without an attorney present. These people don't share our views and values at all. In fact, they loathe us. That's the problem.
What is up, LFA TV? We are coming at you live from America. This is Matter of Fact, and I'm your host, Ryan Matter. Thank you for joining us. Today is Monday, October 28th, and boy, oh boy, did we have a great weekend. Big shout out to everybody that had went out of their way to support our work. We had just released both of our documentaries, What is Treason? Hashtag invaded, and What is Treason? Hashtag traffic. So we got two documentaries out there that could change the course of history and sway this election. All you got to do is watch them and share them with your friends. So shout out to everybody that has done so. I greatly, greatly, greatly appreciate that. What a good weekend. We're going to kick things off. We're going to talk a lot about this Trump rally and how Trump's going to win this election by a absolute landslide. And it's not like a red wave where it's like, oh, everybody's going to sit home and not vote because we're not sure. No, we know that we have to outvote this deal, and people are showing up in record numbers. I have actually not seen one video yet of anybody posting that they voted for Kamala, not one, and it's going crazy. And then if you've seen the size of this crowd last night at Madison Square Gardens, they're now going to nickname it MAGA Square Gardens because it was off the hook. Elon Musk said it was full to the rafters, every seat in the house, and there were over 70,000 people just standing in support in the streets around MSG. The moment is massive. The movement is massive. And this was by Greg Price, says President Trump sold out MSG and didn't have to lie about a free Beyonce concert in order to do it. Let's go. Let's absolutely go. And our buddy over here, the Daddy Twins, you guys have seen him over here on LFA TV. Make sure you guys swing over there and give this man a follow. He says Puerto Rico is trending and Trump's rally is big, called a hate rally, is being called a hate rally. They're getting desperate now, blaming racism on how successful the rally was. There was over 98,000 GPS impressions. 47% of attendees had never attended a Trump rally in the past. Amazing success and turnout. 20,000 inside and possibly 70,000 outside, minus employees. How great was this Madison Square Garden rally? Oh, baby, let's go.
Madison Square Garden was packed yesterday. Here's the shot heard around the world that everybody's talking about and that's trending right now.
Like, I don't know if you guys know this, but there's literally a floating island of garbage in the middle of the ocean right now. Yeah, I think it's called Puerto Rico.
Thinking like, oh, that was a horrible joke about Puerto Rico. No. It was a whole set. They just took that little clip and they manipulated what he really said. But take a look at what he had to say about it. What Tony had to say, right? These people have no sense of humor. Wild that a vice presidential candidate would take time out of his busy schedule to analyze a joke taken out of context to make it seem racist. I love Puerto Rico. I vacationed there. I made fun of everyone. Watch the whole set.
Downright racist and offensive language, no more so than the so-called comedian who said that Puerto Rico was an island of garbage. Can you just give it?
This was a hate rally. Mm-hmm. This was not just a presidential rally. This was also not just a campaign rally. I think it's.
Isn't that amazing? This was a hate rally. All hate. Take a look at some numbers, though. Here, Tony Segura tweets this out. GPS, the total number of 98,678 mobile devices were at or in the immediate vicinity of Trump's Madison Square Garden rally. Just under 20,000 were in the venue itself, and the balance were outside watching. 47% had never attended a Trump rally, right? So you're talking, right? You're talking about 80,000 people almost spilled over into the street, 79,000. It's crazy numbers. Katter tweets this out this morning. Look at this. Just so you know, the left really isn't freaking out over the comedian telling the Puerto Rican joke. The left is freaking out over the historic turnout. 20,000 overflow crowd, whatever the overflow crowd is. I mean, listen, he packed Madison Square Garden and had, you know, three times the amount outside as well. I mean, it's crazy. Epic rally. Regardless of what you hear about it, unbelievable. And I think this is going to be the straw that breaks the camel's back. Tell me what you think. Put it in the comments down below and I'll see you in there.
You know what we think, Daddy Twins. We're one of your biggest fans over here. You know who else I'm a huge fan of? The legendary, the man, the myth, the legend. Will Johnson gets our, let's give Will Johnson the, wait for it. Oh, there it is. The MAGA Patriot of the War today going to Will Johnson says, me getting ready for my next Trump rally.
F Kamala. Yeah, F Kamala. Yeah, F Kamala. Yeah, F Kamala. F Kamala.
Tell me that, folks. Tell me Will Johnson is not the absolute man. Is that not the funniest video? Oh my gosh, I was absolutely dying. Will Johnson, a black man in the gym doing his Hitler reps, mocking the left. It was best. I about peed myself. I was laughing so hard when I seen that. If you guys aren't following Will Johnson over on X, please do me a solid and swing over there and follow that man because he is worth it. If you guys want to crack up all the time, Will is probably one of the funniest dudes over here on LFA TV. That's why Will's my favorite of all the people over here on LFA. Sorry, Sean. You're coming in second best, homie, after Will. Will just took the spot at number one.
F Kamala. Yeah, F Kamala. Yeah, F Kamala. Yeah, F Kamala. F Kamala.
I couldn't stop. Oh, man, I'm crying right now. I'm laughing so hard. Oh, is Will not fucking hilarious? Oh, my gosh, that guy's a riot, dude. Make sure you guys are following. He goes by the legendary I believe. Yeah, I am Mr. Will Johnson over on X. Make sure you guys are following Will if you're not already. Oh, man, that was like the fifth time I watched it today, and I'm still crying when I'm laughing so hard at thinking about it. Will is off the hook, guys. That's what you're not going to get this shit over here on the mainstream media, only here on LFA TV. And check this out. Emily Austin coming in hot says, I just voted. Wait for my message at the end for Kamala supporters. This chick's based. I want this shirt. If anybody knows where I can get one, let me know.
Kamala's never gonna be me in November. Donna's gonna make the country better than you can remember. Kamala's never gonna be me in November.
Hey, Barb. Is Barb watching? Hey, Barb, can I get my own custom Matt of Fact shirt with a Trump thing in a pocket right there? Can you make that happen? I'll buy one for you if you can.
I'm sure somebody can make that happen for me. I want one of those shirts. That is absolutely awesome. I wonder if I could get it before election day. Probably not. Probably not. So check this out. The whole left is melting down. Drew Hernandez says Al Sharpton is now saying because Trump said he could be at the beach tanning, that proves he is a racist. You can't make this up.
But let's also go to what Donald Trump himself said last night, that some of the black men groups that I've been debating about why they can't be with Trump. He said, yeah, I could be laying out in the beach with my white skin getting tanned. I mean, this is Donald Trump's mouth. Right. Saying this. So I said to those on the fence, this is not a real racial signal. My pretty, white, beautiful, white skin. Yeah. Donald Trump said this last night at his homecoming.
The greatest resorts in the world. I could have been extremely happy. I could have had those beautiful waves smack me in the face. And I could have had the beautiful suntan. This white skin could have been tan and beautiful.
So when people said that this was like reminiscent of the Supremacist rally in 1939,
it was very scary.
The Nazis, I think that it lived up to that.
Oh, it did. It lived. This rally lived up to that. So listen, folks, if you're white and you tan, look out. That is racist. I want to see every tanning salon across America immediately shut down. Let's get the DOJ in there. Let's kick those doors in. Let's raid these racist tanning salons and end racism in America once and for all. That'll teach them. That'll teach the Democrats. Unless they can turn tanning salons into abortion clinics, then they're back on the table, folks. You go to the DNC, you go to the DNC rally, you can get an abortion. You go to the MAGA rally, and you might get not served because they're going to try to, if you haven't heard about this one, so listen to this. You ever wonder how they get the people are kind of looking like they're leaving their seats and they're getting up and they're walking away at these rallies? Anybody ever been paying attention to that and seeing how it happens? And then all of a sudden the left is over here trying to tell us and convince us that, everybody at the Trump rally was leaving as soon as Trump came on stage. Like, everybody waited in line for 4 hours to get into a Trump rally just so that when Trump came on stage, they could all get up and walk away. That's what the left's trying to convince you actually happened. And now this beautiful young lady over here is actually going to explain how that happened. Check this out.
Okay, guys, something that's probably not going to be reported, let's report it right now. All these concession stands, all of them, right now, they're closed. You have people that are starving. You have people that are thirsty. And what we are being told is the reason why these concession stands are closed is because they want people in their seats right now. However, we're being told that once Donald Trump takes the stage, the concession stands are going to open. Make that make sense. So you're going to starve people, and you're going to make them so thirsty that the only option that they have to get up and get something to eat and quench their thirst is when Donald Trump is up on stage. Sorry, I'm calling bullshit right now. You're doing it to get your footage and make it seem like people are leaving his rally, but really, you starved us and left us with nothing, not even water to drink. It also should be known that we're being told from inside the garden they are blaming the Trump campaign. It's their orders. We don't believe that it's the Trump campaign orders. So don't worry, we're calling the bullshit. But inside the garden, they're telling us, sorry, we're following the orders of the campaign. Please make that make sense. Why on earth would you want anybody to leave their seats when Donald Trump comes up on stage? You close concession stands before he goes on stage, but saying you're going to open them up when he's on stage? Calling bullshit.
So you can go to a Kamala rally and you can get an abortion. You can go to a Trump rally and you can't get served a drink. But you can get a served a drink as soon as Trump starts speaking. So don't worry. That way everybody goes, oh, the concession stands are open. Now we got to get up and go get a drink. That's right. We've heard Trump speak 100 times. I mean, if I was at a Trump rally, I would honestly be listening to everybody speak. because I've heard Trump speak 100 times, I would get up and go get my drink and it would look like we were leaving. That's complete BS. So I'd like to see the Trump campaign puts out an official statement saying that they didn't order those concession stands to close, or maybe they'll just let him slide because Trump doesn't go after people like that normally. But I wish he would. I wish he'd put all these scumbags in their place. But we got a new beat out. I don't know if you guys hear this. This is awesome. Everything Trump touches turns to gold. Oh my goodness, says Carly Booney. Am I saying that right? Carly Booney? I think so. Carly Booney says, oh my goodness, new Trump beat. Check it out.
Every time Trump opens his mouth, a new beat is being made. I don't know what it is about Trump. Every time they make a beat out of something he says, this latest one, I ain't gonna lie, the beat is fire. The beat is fire. He's like, Joe Biden is sleeping and Kamala is out with Beyonce. Beyonce.
Is it a dance party with Beyonce? Beyonce. 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 Dance party with Beyonce. Dance party with Beyonce.
Oh my goodness. And they made a cold ass beat out of this, man. This beat is dope. Beyonce, Beyonce, Beyonce. God dang! They gotta keep doing this. I don't know. I tried to be mad at Trump, but this one was hilarious and funny as fuck. You guys check that shit out. Beyonce, Beyonce, Beyonce.
Dance party with Beyonce. Dance party with Beyonce. 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 Party with Beyonce. 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 Beyonce.
This man is unstoppable, folks. No matter what they do, no matter how hard they try, they can't even rig it anymore. It has gotten that bad. It is full meltdown mode from the left. Call out the lunatics. Call out Liz Cheney. Here they come in droves. Next will be Obama. Don't worry. Liz Cheney thinks many Republicans are keeping quiet out of fear and will secretly vote for Kamala. Many Republicans and independents who saying, look, you know, I don't want to bring the wrath of, you know, Donald Trump and J.D. Vance down on me. So I'm going to vote my conscience. This is the woman who lost her Republican primary by 40 points somehow believes that she has a read on how conservatives want to vote, says Western Lensman. If you guys aren't following Western Lensman, he is the absolute man, one of the best editors in the game. I wish this guy was on my team.
And so you have a growing coalition supporting Vice President Harris. You certainly have had many Republicans who are speaking out to endorse her, which again is unprecedented. And there are also many Republicans and independents who are saying, look, you know, I don't want to bring the wrath of, you know, Donald Trump and J.D. Vance down on me. So I'm going to vote my conscience. I'm not going to talk about it. And we, you know, obviously encourage that. Your vote is a secret vote. You should do what you know is right. And I think you're going to have, frankly, a lot of men and women who will go into the voting booth and will vote their conscience, will vote for Vice President Harris. They may not ever say anything publicly, but the results will speak for themselves.
Oh, the results will speak for themselves. Yes, they will, Liz Cheney. Yes, they will. And you're going to prison, ma'am. You are going to prison. Your family's going to prison. Every penny that your family has ever earned through their entire life is going to be ran through with a fine-tooth comb. Check this out. Vivek Ramaswamy is going to be U.S. president someday. And when he runs, I'm going to help him. He inspires me. Bookmark this tweet. I couldn't agree more. Vivek 2028, baby. Let's go.
National pride in this country.
Fuck Trump!
If you want to stay out of World War III in this country.
Fuck Trump!
If you want to make America great again.
Fuck Trump!
I'm going to give you one more reason to vote Trump. And it's this. It's the one the media in the back, they won't talk about this. But they know it to be true. Donald Trump is actually the president who will unite this country, actually. We don't talk about that enough. America First includes all Americans, regardless of their race, their gender, or their sexual orientation. Our message to Black Americans tonight is this. We want you, what we want for every American. Safe neighborhoods, good jobs, clean streets. A country where you are judged based on the content of your character, not the color of your skin or your political beliefs. That's the America we want.
You're free to marry who you want, if you want, without the government standing in your way. But that doesn't mean that boys get to compete with girls in girls' sports. Country is this. You're like my parents. But our message to every illegal immigrant, if you came legally, you get the same American dream that everybody else does. Work hard, get ahead, make contributions to this country, love the nation, and that's our message to legal immigrants. But our message to every illegal immigrant is also this. We will return you to your country of origin. Somehow that gets you a head start on the American dream when it hasn't worked out that way. Dead on your shoulders. The Iraq and Afghanistan wars. Yes, it's true you were lied to. But we can't just be cynical about our country because this is still the last best hope that we have in the free world. And our message to Gen Z is this. You're going to be the generation that saves the country. You want to be a rebel? 18 years old? Stand up on your college campus and call yourself a conservative. Be proud of it. Say you want to get married, have kids, raise a family, have a good job. That's how we live in America. We don't have to be this nation in decline. We are still on our way up. We're still that country where we will look our children in the eye and mean it when we tell them. You get ahead of the United States with your own hard work, your own commitment, your own dedication, and that you know what? You are free to speak your mind at every step of the way. That is the American dream. That is what we are running to. And that is what we get when we send Donald Trump back to the White House this November. Thank you. God bless you. And the great state of
America. Go, baby. Bye back 2028. Vivek 2028. Absolutely, man. That guy should have been VP all along. In my personal opinion, there would have been no better person to campaign. I mean, could you picture the difference between Vivek and J.D. Vance? Running circles around each other. I mean, Vivek is the absolute best pick, in my opinion. Obviously, outside of Tucker, I think Tucker would have been the best VP. But I think Vivek is good, you know. There would have never been in a second assassination attempt if Vivek was president. Obviously, they were willing to take out Trump and install J.D. Vance at the very least. You know, that second assassination attempt was after he appointed Vance. That's why I say that Vance isn't a big enough threat to the deep state. Vivek, on the other hand, man, oh, man, that dude would. I think Vivek would be the bull in the China shop, even more so than Trump. But check this out, folks. Looks like somebody's trying to save America. What do you guys think? Election integrity, Antifa. Oh, I love that we're blaming Antifa for this one. Antifa is burning ballot drop boxes in the Northeast. Fortunately for arsonist. Ah, I sounded that one out. You guys like that? Fortunately for the arsonist, Democrats banned video surveillance of the drop boxes. Oh, bummer. Man, I know all you Republicans out there went and stuffed those ballot boxes. So it's a bummer. You guys better get out there and make sure that your ballot wasn't in that drop box, because that's how all Americans are voting. It's a shame that there's no cameras on those drop boxes, because that's racist to put a camera on that drop box. So unfortunately, we're not going to catch the Antifa person who burnt all those Republican ballots in there. But, you know, yeah, I'm just going to throw that one out there. I mean, damn it, man. All those Republican ballots just burn up. Maybe Trump is going to lose the election. Shucks. People are getting really smart now. America's taking their gosh damn country back, baby. Criminals, even Antifa's helping out. Look at that. Who would have thought? Good thing Trump didn't make him a terrorist organization after all. Good thing Kamala bailed out Antifa, right? Because if Kamala didn't ban Antifa, you know, there would have been a lot. If Kamala didn't bail out Antifa, there would have been a lot more Republican votes in that ballot box right there. Man, shucks. Shame, 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 shame. I'm so sorry, man. Antifa, you guys are going to, somebody's going to teach you a lesson one of these days. Criminals. Pennsylvania woman claims she found out that someone voted on her behalf and her local polling station told her they could not do anything about it. What?
My opportunity to vote this election and actually have some meaning behind it has been snatched away from me. So yesterday I got a text message saying that I voted, which I did not vote at that moment.
See, that would have been nice of you to put that on the screen here.
A couple hours later, I received another text message saying, apologies, you did not vote. So that made me head to the polls early. Now, when I got there, I waited in line. I get up to the table to register, and they tell me, you voted already. And I showed them the text message. I said, no, someone said I voted. Then I got another text message saying, apologies, you did not vote. And they said, well, there's nothing we could do about it, or records show that you voted. But I did not vote. Here's the screenshots. TikTok, please do y'all thing, because this is completely illegal. I did not vote. Yet, the records say I voted. Who did I vote for? So here's the first text that they sent me yesterday. Records show you voted. I did not vote. I was at work at this time yesterday. And then they sent this at 2 o'clock. So when I got down there, after receiving those messages, they told me I already voted. Who do I talk to concerning this situation? Because I did not vote yet. And TikTok, please do not remove my video. I have proof. This is a real story. The proof is in my actual phone. So please do not delete my video.
Oh, wow. How sad is that? File a police report. Q1Q says file a police report and watch things happen quickly, I think. File a police report and watch things change rapidly. That's what we need to do. We got a super chat coming in here from Ray. Use for anything you need, Ryan and LFA fam. Big Ray, God bless you, my friend. Absolutely. Thank you guys so much, man. It was a blast hanging out with all of you guys. We had a packed house in that traffic premiere. And boy, oh boy, do I got another one coming for you guys shortly. I might, God willing, I have a huge bounty on my editor right now who's going absolutely ham trying to get this next doc. It's just going to be a micro doc. It's going to be about 55 minutes, but it's going to be right in your face about these children. God willing, I'm praying to God that he gets it done before this election. I would love to roll it out on election day. I know that's probably horrible marketing strategy to roll it out the day before or day of an election. But boy, oh boy, would that be nice to get that sucker going mega viral right before the election to remind everybody what's being done to these children and what's at stake here. It's an absolute atrocity. And it doesn't get any better. And what atrocity do I mean? Right here. This is a perfect example of Kamala Harris, right? Ali Bradley tweets out a 27-year-old applied for asylum in the county, and a day later attempts to rape a woman in Florida, according to Sheriff Chitwood, Luis Diego Hernandez, Manceo, was arrested over this weekend after Sheriff 911 Center got a call from a woman ordering a pizza close to 4 a.m. The dispatch quickly realized the caller was legitimately in danger. This little schmuck scumbag over here on the left, this piece of shit from wherever the hell he is, says, thanks to coordinations between 911 and patrol deputies, we were able to track down the victim in a field in Pearson. The suspect was on top of her and she was screaming for help when deputies arrived. I can't say enough about the great work shown in this video and the smart thinking of this victim who figured out a way to call for help. The defendant in Luis Diego Hernandez, Mayo, 27, who was in the country illegally, and just applied for asylum the day before this occurred. He is now sitting in jail, charged with attempted sexual battery, battery by strangulation, and false imprisonment with an immigration detainer from the U.S. Border Patrol. Brace yourself, folks.
Hey.
He's trying to rape me. Can you help me?
Get off her now.
Help me.
Get off her now.
Give us a channel.
Don't you f***ing move. Thank God. Thank God.
Don't you f***ing move. Don't you f***ing move.
Come here. Come here, dear.
Thank you, Lord.
Come here. You good?
God answered that prayer.
Clear channel.
Thank you,
Lord. We're good. We're here. We're here. We're here. We're here. We're here.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Lord.
Imagine what was going through that woman's head.
We got a male secured.
He's taking me, baby.
If anybody can contact
copy
this
Florida
woman,
tag, please.
I'll give you $500 in Bitcoin.
And when you watch the video, if you're a father, if you're a grandfather, if you're a brother, and you hear those screams coming from our victim, it makes the hair on the back of your neck stand up.
Okay, we got, we're here now, okay? Hey, we're here. We're here. We're here. We're here. Just catch your breath. He's got him. He's got him. He's got him.
The victim in this case said she had known her assailant, that they had gone into the fernery to drink a couple drinks, alcoholic beverages, and that's all it was supposed to be. However, during this outing, he did a line of cocaine, and she said he did a 180, and he became extremely violent and wouldn't let her go and tried to rape her. The video, again, speaks for itself. The suspect in this case is Luis Hernandez Maniello, 27-year-old male who was in this country illegally, who the day before the incident applied for asylum. He's now sitting in our jail with three felony counts against him, and the Border Patrol has lodged a detainer against him. I am so proud, number one, of our victim for having the wherewithal and keep her wits as to able to get that information to our communications folks, our communications folks for being able to decipher what was going on and use technology to put us, the deputies, in the general area of where she was. And then obviously you can see the deputy's response in taking this scumbag into custody.
What an absolute hero. What a hero. And you know what? The atrocities that are being committed by our government should speak volumes. And I said, I tweeted this out. I said, millions of kids are enslaved and the United States is driving the market with its policies at Tim Ballard. And Tim Ballard tweeted out and he says, millions of kids are enslaved in the United States is driving the market through their policies. This should not be political. This is about the kids.
Millions of kids are enslaved and the United States is driving the market with their policies. That should be the headline every day until we fix that problem. Then we can worry about our other tribal red, white, red, blue issues, whatever, who's sleeping with who and who's doing what, right? It's astonishing to me how little the media and even our politicians are paying attention. But the same thing happened if you go look at the news reports during the 1830s and 40s and 50s, same thing. It's kind of turned a blind eye. I don't want to talk about it, too dark, too controversial, whatever it is, right? Too political. We're living history. We're not better. You know, we're not better than those people that lived in the 1850s, where we think we are. Oh, we conquered. We're a better, more enlightened generation. We don't have slaves. I mean, you got to look at these parallels. They're crazy. It's like people in the North didn't see slavery any more than the average American sees it, right? And so, but those, the people today would say, oh, I would have been with the Underground Railroad. I would have been with Harriet Tubman. I would have, really, would you? Because there's one really easy litmus test as to your understanding of yourself and what you would have done then. What you would have done then is what you're doing right now. You're in the same situation that any Northern American was in. You know, you didn't see it any more than they saw it. You heard about it as much as they heard about it. And they did nothing for years, and we're doing nothing about it right now, hardly, right? Mm-hmm. So I would ask people, do you want to be able to say that you would have done the right thing between the middle and end of the 19th century? You want to pretend that you would have been supporting the Harriet Tubmans and the abolitionist movement, but if you're not doing it, you wouldn't have done it then. And so the media is doing a horrible job emphasizing the fact that slavery is alive and well. It's bigger than it's ever been in terms of numbers. And it's being talked about as much as they talked about it before the abolitionist movement gained momentum in the late 19th century. So it's time to wake up. I mean, we're in it. We're in that time period.
Yes, we are. And you know, want to know what? You want to know how Trump wins this election?
If everybody were to watch a documentary, What is Treason? #trafficked. If everybody watched that, all 300 plus million Americans, Trump would win like this.
Seems pretty simple, folks. Share it with your friends and let's put Donald Trump back at Pennsylvania Avenue. Check this one out. So Hernando Arce, the legendary man, the myth, the legend. If you guys aren't following Hernando Arce, this guy right out here is an absolute true American patriot. For God and country, he's out there every day putting in the work. He says, new breaking, I confront one of the largest dirty NGOs in America, MVM Inc., at a public airport at San Antonio Airport. MVM Inc. is responsible for transport the unaccompanied illegal alien children, UACs, into the hands of other illegal aliens, drug cartels, child sex traffickers, slave traders, and pedophiles. Stay tuned for my three-part video series coming out this week. Hernando Arce, we are sitting on pins and needles, my friend. Sick outro. Who made that outro for that man right there? For God and country, baby. That's Hernando Arce, folks. He's out there doing the work, my friends. You know what's funny is about, or not really funny, but with my recent documentary, Invaded, it wasn't as good as I wanted it to be. We ran out of time during the editing process. I would have definitely done another take and put another 30 days into the editing and nitpicking. The part I was the most disappointed about was the fact that we put a lot of Jim Desmond in it, and there was people like Hernando Arce, just Jeff from Cali, George Hill, so many other people that I wanted parts of theirs, and Vandersteel as well. So many amazing patriots that didn't get into that documentary. That was the part that bummed me out about it the most, is that I wish people like Hernando that were supposed to be in it, that I edited out, I had it all structured out, put it all together, and then I sent it to my editor for him to kind of, you know, pick and cut and snitch and add things and snip it around. And he took out those parts and I wasn't very happy with it, but I'm very happy that we went out there and we made these two amazing documentaries. Trafficked was definitely the holy grail. It was the best of the best. And what a fun experience traveling across this country. Thank you guys all for your support. Everybody who pre-ordered those documentaries, I hope you guys felt like you got your money's worth. The $14.99 package. There's I think 32 interviews up on our website now. So we have all of the full length interviews all up on the website. So if you guys are interested in learning more about what we've uncovered, Hernando Arce's interview is over there as well. And as far as everybody else goes too, I did something special for everybody on our website. If you go to thisistreason.com, over on our website, I purposely put everybody's information here. So if you ever have watched our documentary, if you want to see who's actually in our documentary, if you just click the drop down and you go to the VIP access tab and you swing over here, you're actually going to find all of their interviews, the full length interviews, plus all of their social media handles. So if you guys have not followed these people, swing over here and you scroll down here and see Hernando's as well. And you can make sure that you guys are following all Hernando's. I put everybody's links on here. So if you're ever wondering like, oh, what's his Twitter? What's his Facebook? What's his YouTube? Where's his give, send, go? You can come directly over to our website and scroll down till you find Hernando Arce. There's that good looking dude right there. Hernando Arce. He got his X, his Rumble, and I believe his give, send, go. Let's see. Yeah, that's our man, Hernando Arce's give, send, go. This guy's out here doing it for God and country, man. Give Hernando, if you guys can skip a cup of coffee today, there's no better patriots to support than our man Hernando Arce right here. Me and Hernando are going to be doing some big stuff together. I already know it. He's one of my favorite patriots out there. God bless that man. All right, folks, let's keep it rolling. Smash that like button for us if you have not already done so. We'd greatly, greatly appreciate it. Laura Loomer coming in hot. She says, AOC, or this is her response to Breaking 911's tweet. AOC, I don't want to do 4 more years of resistance nonsense under Donald Trump. Okay, like good God. Like, do you remember what it was like up every day? And there is some shit going on. Oh yeah, like I wake up today and it's just so peaceful. I just think to myself, wow, life is so great in America. I wouldn't change anything. And then Laura Loomis, is AOC pregnant or is it stress eating? She's putting on the freshman 15, as they say.
I do not want to do 4 more years of resistance nonsense under Donald Trump. Okay. Like, good God. Like, do we remember what it was like waking up every day and there was some shit going on?
Nope. It's so peaceful. Would anybody in the live chat care to change anything, or is just life so crazy that gravy that like you look back and go, oh my gosh, 2020 was miserable compared to how great life is today? Well, maybe I meme, therefore I am. We'll hold it down. She says, there is always a Karen who wants to tell everyone what to think. And she gets, oh, and I love seeing the black people just putting these white Karens in their place. It cracks me up.
Hey, democracy. Listen, you're telling, you came to me. I didn't come to you. But every time these people say democracy, this country was built on a republic, not a democracy. So every time you say democracy, that's communism. All these people over here that say all this stuff that they're saying, that's all BS. Not only that, listen, not only that, they got that swastika up. You know where that swastika comes from? That comes from indigenous, aboriginal black people of America. That was one of their symbols, okay? So once again, I don't care what you gotta say. But obviously, what I am saying is that Democrats is a de facto government. Those are the people who are going against all of our constitutional rights. Here. So those people don't know what's going on. I know exactly what's going on here in America. The same way everybody else needs to know what's going on. If you wanna know what's going on,
what's going on?
Find out what your straw man is. Who is your straw man? There is no money. Everybody's birth certificate, everybody's social security card is all connected to money, a trust fund. Everybody needs to know that. There should be no homelessness in America. That's what everybody needs to know. United States Corporation, that's what it is. It's a corporation. We've been all tricked, everybody, all of us. All of us. United States is a corporation. It's not a government. Just like all of their ABC agencies. They're all de facto. These are the people who have been going against our constitutional rights every chance they get. People, wake up. That's what we need. The American people to wake up so we can come together as we the people.
MAGA, baby. MAGA.
Oh, you one of them.
I've done plenty of research. I should have known that. Exactly what's going on here in America. Everyone else needs to know what's going on.
Let's go. Somebody get this woman. If Will Johnson didn't already take the cake today, she would have got my MAGA Patriot Award. But maybe, yeah. We can throw out two today. Today's a special day, folks. You know why it's so special? Because we're going to help you get out of debt. And you know these debt traps that you're caught in? Well, guess what? They're not your fault. You didn't cause inflation, you didn't set gas prices, and you sure as hell didn't tell those credit card companies to jack up their interest rates, did you? Nope. But the thing is, these debt traps are going to destroy your life if you don't get out now. And the only company we recommend at LFA TV is Done With Debt. Done With Debt are brilliant debt relief strategists. First, they stand between you and your bill collectors, then they negotiate a plan to get you out of debt permanently, without bankruptcy, without taking out any loans. But listen, some of these strategies are time sensitive, so you need to contact Done With Debt right now, like today. This couldn't be easier. Just get a free consultation, share what you're dealing with, and they'll explain a strategy to erase your debt permanently and faster and easier than you ever thought possible. Go to donewithdebt.com. Folks, that is donewithdebt.com. And our friends up next are Armra Colostrum. You guys ready to revive your health? How about we start at its foundation? Armra's Colostrum protects, rebuilds, and strengthens your body's barriers for the best defense against everyday threats and enhanced volatility. Well, we all know that modern living in Kamala's America really breaks down your immune barriers. Well, guess what? Armra harnesses the power of 400-plus functional research-backed nutritions. Armra Colostrum offers transformational benefits for the body's best health, performance, strengthen your immune barriers, optimize your microbiome, and empower your body with a blueprint to revitalize your health from the inside out. When you take Armra Colostrum, you're giving your body the best protection against everyday toxins, pollutants, allergens, and processed ingredients, paving the way for optimal health and volatility.
So check this out, folks. We've worked out a special offer just for the LFA audience. You receive 15% off your first order. All you got to do is go to tryarmor.com/LFA or enter LFA to get 15% off your first order. That's tryarmor.com/LFA. And if you guys are still with us, do us a huge solid. Please smash that like button, share this content. Let's rumble this video, get those likes up. And you guys can head over to the LFA merch store. We got hats, hoodies, t-shirts, coffee mugs, and that legendary roasted pecan coffee. So you guys are ready to start your day with a cup of Rise Up and LFA at 9 a.m. with Jeremy Harreld. Grab yourself a cup of LFA roasted pecan Rise Up coffee. Come catch an episode over here. Smash those like buttons. And if you guys would like to support us directly over here on Matter of Fact, you guys can do so by stacking that Bitcoin. Folks, you guys know I'm probably one of the biggest Bitcoin maxis in the game. I keep 100% of my wealth in Bitcoin. I despise fiat currency, and I collect those gold and silver shiny rocks as well. So we stack it all over here. Bybit, if you guys are outside the United States, is the best, and they'll give you the most free Bitcoin. If you guys are inside the United States and you guys would like to learn how to buy Bitcoin, you guys can go right over to my YouTube channel, and there's a video that'll walk you through step-by-step how to set up direct deposit with your bank account and use Coinbase in America. In less than 15 minutes, you too can be a Bitcoin stacker, as they say. Actually, they call it a stat sacker. But we'll get into that another time. Anyways, I digress, folks. Let's keep this party rolling, shall we? We got a lot to unpack here. We got Wall Street Apes coming in hot with Colonel McGregor and Tucker. Send this to American voters. Vote Donald Trump to end this. American citizens get $1,400 a month on Social Security if they're lucky. We hand every illegal alleged asylum seeker, illegal immigrant pouring into our border $2,200. A person who works all his life and then tries to draw on Social Security can expect a monthly payment of probably $1,400 a month. They're lucky, if they're lucky, $1,400. We had every alleged asylum seeker, illegal immigrant, pouring into our border, into Texas or wherever else. We hand them, the second they get here, $2,200. And then we put that on $2,200 diet for their from there on per month. We put them on a $2,200 a month diet moving forward every month that card reloads. Yet somebody who works all their life and retires to draw Social Security only gets $1,400. Make it make sense, folks. Make it make sense.
Keep in mind that a person who works all his life and then tries to draw on Social Security can expect a monthly payment of probably $1,400 if they're lucky. $1,400. We hand every alleged asylum seeker, illegal migrant, pouring into the border in Texas or wherever else, we hand them when they get there $2,200. And we put them on that $2,200 diet from there on out per month. Yet somebody who works all his life, retires and draws Social Security, gets $1,400.
Do you guys let that sink in yet? How many people thought we were crazy when over here saying that they're giving out universal basic income to all the illegal immigrants? People are like, oh, yeah, okay, sure. Sure, conspiracy theorist. You're like, wait, no conspiracy theorist. This is an absolute fact. These illegal immigrants are getting more money than Ron Jeremy in his prime. How is this not national news? From James O'Keefe, A Line in the Sand, uncovered, pretending to seek asylum, walks into a New York Roosevelt hotel, no documentation or ID, immediately gets offered a free room, free taxpayer-funded flights anywhere in America, given an ID. It's that easy, folks.
23, the Pakistani government leased out the hotel for 3 years for $220 million to provide migrant accommodations and services. Now we wanted to discover what other things we could obtain by visiting the Roosevelt Hotel.
Hola.
Hola.
¿Cómo estás?
Muy bien.
Bien,
bien. So I walk in, guy's like, okay, so what are you doing here? I'm like, oh, I'm looking for asylum, refugee status.
¿Tienes su documento de inmigración?
No, lo que dije al señor que perdí todo en el camino entre Texas y Nueva York, no tengo
tienes,
nada.
Okay, ¿tú tienes un ID?
No tengo nada.
No tiene nada.
Nada.
Then he was talking to, I guess, a supervisor. Yeah, just go ahead and register him.
Yes, register.
First day on the clock?
Yeah.
Well,
okay.
Gracias.
He filled out a little sheet, gave me a wristband. He said, do you want refuge in New York? Or do you want us to fly you to another state or another city?
O sea, un vuelo. Vuelo, por ejemplo, si tú tienes familia hacia otro estado en el país, podemos comprar el boleto para ir a su familia. Refugio también. Okay, lo sé.
And he goes, oh, well, if you have family in like another city, we can take, we'll pay for your flight. The government will pay for it.
Después, si quiero vuelo, se puede.
Tú puedes regresar aquí sin problema, sí. Nosotros van a comprar el boleto.
So in a post 9/11 America, a man who claims he is from a foreign country can secure a taxpayer-funded plane ticket and receive a temporary ID.
I'm in the system. That's my number. And they gave me this. They had me sign it, and I was about to get the medical exam.
This paper shit.
Yeah, this is kind of like, I guess this is kind of like my temporary ID for here.
You got a temporary ID.
I guess.
Get into the place.
These temporary IDs are used to gain entrance into homeless migrant shelters, including at a place called Randall's Island. Along the journey, I was looking for people with virtue, but it seemed around every corner was greed and graft and self-interest. I was filled with dread about what lay at the end of the Ward's Island Bridge, and yet there was a part of me that was looking for at least one glimmer of hope, someone, anybody, who had an ounce of integrity left inside them. But I would need to be punched in the gut a few more times.
So this is where they end up right here. This footbridge right here takes you over to Randall's Island, where thousands of illegal migrants are currently housed. But right up here, you see the shelter and some workers there through the green fence. Hey, guys. What is going on in there?
A shelter.
A shelter for who?
Homeless migrants.
Homeless migrants? Am I allowed to just go in there as an American citizen and get a bed?
You just got here. Today, our first day.
Gotta go around.
They're taking a sh**.
We're just taking a walk.
No. I literally saw you.
Yeah?
Yeah, you.
Okay. What the f*** am I doing? I'm taking a walk. Why would you curse at me like that? What the f*** am I doing?
Are you doing?
What are you doing?
Period.
I'm a citizen taking a walk through the soccer park.
Citizen trying to trespass.
How is it trespassing? I'm just on the
side.
How so?
Who's that?
Hello. The NYPD are fans of ours, but they too aren't doing anything about the problems. Hey guys, how you doing?
Good, how are you?
Nice to see you.
See you.
Yeah.
Investigations?
We're looking around here, yeah.
That's the sad part about it. They're all in on it. They're all corrupt. They're all crooked as hell, to say the least. That was Randall's Island. You guys know. James is showing you all the stomping grounds we walked you guys through. Same story, same chaos, same craziness. Hey, why are people getting deleted? Man, I never banned anybody, just so you guys know. Sorry, Code. I would never deep kick anybody out of my streams. It drives me crazy when they do that. Attention, American voters, when the Kamala Harris administration proposed $4.5 trillion in taxes, they plan on settling Social Security, on letting Social Security run out. In the $4.5 trillion of tax proposed, not a dime is going to shore up Social Security. Confirms a 24% cut in Social Security payments incoming.
The president keeps saying he does not wish to have cuts in social. Is he aware that under current law, when the program goes broke in 9 years, that there will be a 24% benefit cut for those who are current recipients? Is he aware of that?
Well, it's clear that Social Security...
But is he... I apologize for interruption, but I have limited time. Is the president aware that when Social goes broke in 9 years, under current law, there's a 24% cut in benefits for people who are currently receiving?
If we don't do anything about it, I think that's about right. But
okay, let me
the
ask.
President will wants to strengthen Social Security.
And the $4.5 trillion of taxes the president has proposed, are any of those taxes going to shore up Social Security? I actually know that answer. The answer is of the $4.5 trillion in taxes he has proposed, not a dime is going to shore up Social Security. Does the president know personally anybody who is dependent upon Social Security, and if their benefits are cut by 24%, they will slide into poverty? It's hard for you to know, so I'll give you a pass on that.
The president knows many people on Social Security.
Then why doesn't the president care?
He cares very deeply.
Then where is his plan?
He stands ready to work with
Congress. That's a lie, because when a bipartisan group of senators has repeatedly requested to meet with him about social so that somebody who is a current beneficiary will not see her benefits cut by 24%, we have not heard anything on our request. And we've made multiple requests to meet with the president. Now, you can't comment on that. I realize that. But that is a fact. And if you've been told to say he stands ready to meet, I will tell you there's absolutely no evidence because we have not gotten our meeting.
Oh, boy. It ain't looking good for old Granny Yellen. Good old Grandma Janet Yellen. If that doesn't make you sure that the U.S. dollar is your saving grace, if you're thinking about putting all of your money into the U.S. dollar, just remember, Janet Yellen's the only thing keeping it afloat right now. Democrats keep attacking your Second Amendment right. Massachusetts law now requires you to register your ammunition with the federal government. Thanks to the wonderful law in Massachusetts, now requiring you to register ammunition purchased from you, have to register any ammo you purchase in the state with the federal government. Walmart no longer will sell ammunition, and it's going to be difficult for small businesses to sell ammunition as well. What an absolute effing joke, folks.
So thanks to the wonderful laws in Massachusetts now requiring you to register ammunition purchased from, you have to register any ammo you purchase in state with the federal government, Walmart no longer will sell ammunition. And it's going to be difficult for small businesses to sell ammunition as well. Freaking Massachusetts, man.
Freaking Massachusetts, baby. Always Massachusetts. And it is. It's going to continue, folks. We're not going to get over this. And I'm so excited for this election to be over and to finally just, it's going to be like a new America. Well, we're going to have 30 days of absolute chaos coming. When I say chaos, it's going to be, it's going to be horrible. Horrible. And Mike Benz did a great video on it. I don't know if I'm going to be able to find that one. I want to pull it up. It just made me think of it right here a second ago. But if you haven't heard what Mike Benz has told or is saying is going to come to America, you should check it out. I don't know if, oh yes, I am going to be able to find it. No, I'm not going to be able to find it. I don't know if I'm going to be able to find it. I don't think I'm going to be able to find it in time. No, I can't. Mike Benz was breaking down exactly what was going to come and what we can expect over the next 30 days or the next 90 days once Trump is elected. Oh, I found it. You guys are in luck. Give me 2 seconds. Let me rip this one in real time for you guys. You guys are in for a treat right here. So this is what we're going to have to look forward to when Trump walks down that elevator and wins this election by 150 million votes. And that's with Democrats cheating. I think it might actually be closer to like 180 million. I think we might see a record for the most votes ever cast in an election ever. And I think Trump's going to take that cake. I absolutely know. And that's with them cheating. And seems like they just lost quite a few ballots in that drop box, unfortunately. Damn Antifa.
So is your sense that on, say, January 20th, if Trump does win clearly in the election, is your sense that on January 20th, Trump will be inaugurated or no?
This period between November 5th and January 6th is going to be extremely intense. If Trump wins, my sense is that you will see street paramilitary, left-wing / never Trump, right even potentially. You're going to see this sort of summer 2020 style riot force start to break out on the streets. The media is going to portray them as pro-democracy groups who are protesting the illegitimacy of the Trump Electoral College victory. So that's going to shut down the country. It's going to start terrorizing people. It's going to start preventing people from being able to communicate. You're going to see pressure put on the social media companies, extreme pressure put on by the Justice Department, put on by the advertiser networks. You're going to see this crisis response. It's going to feel like this country is, you know, it's going to feel like the day after January 6th for 2 months if Trump does indeed win the Electoral College, in order for them to prime the pump for their extraordinary actions on January 6th.
Are you guys ready for it? Who's ready for it? Do me a huge solid, folks. We got almost 1,300 people watching. If you guys could just do us a solid and pump that like button. We're going to break over 300. We got 292, so we only need 8 more likes. If you guys could do us a huge solid and smash that like button, fill this show up right before we send it off to the flyover conservatives. We've got a stacked lineup of shows all day over here on LFA TV from 8 a.m. all the way till 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, Monday through Friday. And we got a stacked lineup. And the legendary Will Johnson, if you guys, again, let's give Will Johnson one more shout out today. If you guys missed this one. F comma live. Yeah, Will Johnson at the gym doing his Hitler reps today. Will Johnson's coming on at 6 p.m., folks, and you guys are not going to want to miss that show tonight, I promise you guys. So God bless each and every one of you guys. Thank you for smashing that like button on the way out to the show today. We'll see you guys same place, same time tomorrow. We out. Peace.
Run.